Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and also the virtues of striving morning and evening out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, Anil Bara'i radiyallahu anhu qal, Atan Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulun muqanna'un bil hadid, faqala ya Rasulallah, uqatilu u uslimu. قال أسلم ثم قاتل فأسلم ثم قاتل فقتل فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمل قليلا وأجر كثيرا متفق عليه وهذا لفظ البخاري. Hazrat Bara رضي الله عنه narrates that a man who was covered in steel armor came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, should I go out to fight or should I embrace Islam? This person was covered in complete steel armor, and he comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asks a very nice question, that should I embrace Islam or should I fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look what an effect the Islam of the Sahaba, the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have on them. And here a person hasn't yet accepted Islam, but he is already of that level that he is willing to fight and give his life. It didn't take him many bayans, it didn't take him many months of encouragement and reading the fazail of jihad and reading so many things or listening to so many things. But just being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being in the company of Sahaba, what an impact it had on him, that the question that he's also asking, that should I embrace Islam first or should I fight? What should I do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that embrace Islam and then go out to fight. That first you embrace Islam and then you go out to fight. So the man embraced Islam and he went out to fight and he was killed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his action was little, but his reward is very great. His action was little, but his reward is great. What is meant by this? That this man in his life, if you were to look as the life of a Muslim, he hardly did anything. He just accepted Islam. He was already in his steel armor and he went and he fought and he was killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how this ties up with this chapter we're doing is the reward that a person gets in the path of Allah, the reward a person gets for becoming a shaheed is so great that yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing it compared to this person's actions. There's so little that he did, but the reward that Allah ta'ala has given him is so great fighting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala also give us that spirit. It doesn't need to take so much of encouragement and so much of reading and so much of listening, and yet we don't have that spirit of doing, that zeal and the desire to do. And the desire to do, we should make dua that Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we always want to do more and more as far as our deen is concerned. As far as the dunya is concerned, that has an automatic attraction. Nobody needs to make tashkil for a man to go to work today, for a man to look at this business opportunity, that investment and this opportunity that may come. Nobody needs to tell him too much. If he just hears that 2-3 people are already investing here, automatically he's happy to put his money there. Or he just hears or he gets news that the returns are very great. That was enough. That one news that he got, that the returns are very great in this particular investment, the person is already happy to put his money there. So like that, when we hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the various rewards for a person doing various actions, then automatically we must have the desire that I want to start doing that action also, so I can also benefit and get that reward. An Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma ahadun yadukhulu al-jannata yuhibbu an yarji'a ila al-dunya walahu ma ala al-ardi min shay'in illa al-shaheed yatamanna an yarji'a ila al-dunya fayuqtal 10 marratin lima yara min al-karamah. وفي رواية لما يرى من فضل الشهادة متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no one who enters Jannah would like to return to this world, even if he possesses everything that is on earth. If there was such a person that possessed every single thing on earth, there isn't anybody like that. But if there happened to be a person that owned everything on earth, he also won't desire that he wants to come back from Jannah after entering Jannah. In other words, the beauty and the glamour and the glitz that Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannah, that is there that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of. So it is some beauty that is unimaginable, that we can't even imagine while we're in this world. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that no one who enters Jannah would like to return to this world, even if he possesses everything of this earth, except for a martyr. He will desire to return to this world and be killed 10 times because of the honor that he experiences. That honor that Allah Ta'ala gives him at the time of martyrdom, that honor that he experiences, he will actually wish that he would come back to be killed 10 times to get that honor again, that honor that Allah gives him at the time of becoming a shaheed. And another narration has it, because of the virtue of martyrdom which he experiences. This world Allah Ta'ala has created it such that it's a place of defects, it's a place of deficiencies, imperfections, pain and sorrow, whereas Jannat is a place of perfection, excellent enjoyment and bliss. Therefore, once a person goes into Jannah, he'll never ever wish that he comes back into this world. Although we feel sorry, if a person happens to pass away, we feel sorry, we feel sad, and those thoughts come to our mind, how nice if that person was still here. These thoughts run through our mind, although we shouldn't be entertaining that, what if he remained, so nice if he remained. All that shouldn't be there. It was the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one thing that comforts us is a person was a good person. When he goes into Jannah, he himself will never ever wish to come back to this world. Here the hadith is saying, even if he owned the whole world, every type of beauty of this world, every type of scenery of this world, everything that you can think of this world of enjoyment, he owned it. But then too he won't wish that he comes back to this earth, except for a shaheed. And outwardly, if you look at the shaheed, it looks like, generally, it will look like a gruesome situation. People, the mind doesn't like to see, the mind doesn't like to digest it, that somebody was killed out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the desire of that shaheed? His desire after seeing Jannah is, I wish I could go back and the same thing would happen to me again. 10 times the same thing would happen, that is my desire, because of that karama, because of that honor and that virtue that Allah Ta'ala gives him at that moment, he will wish that it could happen to him even 10 times. So what we learn from here, one thing that we learn from here, is that sometimes our eyes and our mind tell us something, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us something else. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that is what we take wholeheartedly, that is what we accept happily, that is the situation, definitely. Although there's outward scene of being gruesome, but that man himself who it happened to, he is wishing that it could happen to him 10 times. How comforting our deen is, how beautiful our deen is, that even in a situation like this, we are comforted. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, of bringing good deeds in our life, as I explained, that we make this desire and we have this tamanna in our heart. That although we can't go out, we're not able to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give our lives in this manner, we have the desire that, oh Allah, if that opportunity arises, I'm there and I'm willing. Just on that niyat, Allah will give him that reward. This is the kindness and the clemency from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.